Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Legal Ethics in a New York Minute, where we share tips to stay on track and traps to avoid. I'm your host, Kaylin Whittingham. Well, today we are talking about supervision of both attorneys and non-attorney employees. And this is a really important topic, as so many of the others we've covered in this, our first season, The Fundamentals. But I thought that we could not complete this season without speaking about supervision. Many of attorneys have found themselves being disciplined, not for their own actions, but for the actions of their subordinates' attorney, their associates, or their bookkeepers or managers, you know, their non-attorney employees. Their actions resulted in these supervising attorneys losing their license or being publicly censured. Every single year, you will find more than one case where the attorney has really done nothing wrong, but their failure to supervise resulted in them being disciplined. So you just have to remember that it's your responsibility to ensure that those who you supervise, if you are a partner at a firm or a senior associate or in some supervisory role, the responsibility to stay compliant, it is yours, right? It is not just your bookkeeper or your accountant or your associate. Yes, they absolutely have responsibilities, and they usually are also sanctioned in one way or another for their conduct, depending on who the party is. It may not be an attorney. If it's a non-attorney, then the rules, they do not apply. So they won't face the same sanction as you. But if it's an associate, yes, they have responsibilities as well. And that's really important to realize. While you, as a partner or a supervisor, you have that responsibility to ensure conformity with the rules, that person also have a duty and a responsibility to be in compliance with the rules. Nonetheless, should that party do something that results in them violating the rules, depending on the relationship, how your knowledge and sometimes lack thereof, you will be sanctioned. And I want to just move away from that hypothetical and give you two examples. And one of the cases I'm going to talk about, it's very current. It went up to the Court of Appeals last year. The case is called Matter of Pollock, right? And this case involves an associate who falsely attests to an affidavit. The partners of the firm were sanctioned by the Eastern District of New York. I believe the case was in federal court, and also sanctioned by the Appellate Division Second Department. Now, what happened in this case is that they received a public censure from the federal court, but when it went to the Appellate Division suspended the attorney. This led to the case going up to the Court of Appeals. The Court of Appeals in December remanded the case back to the Second Department. We're now waiting to see what the results will be. But it just goes to show how important it is for you to supervise your associates and your non-attorney employees. Because based on the record, these two attorneys, joint partners in the firm, who were both sanctioned, according to them, they had no knowledge and they had no reason to believe that this associate was dishonest. The appellate division thought otherwise and suspended them. We will see exactly what the results will be, later on this year when the court looked back at sanction since it was remanded by the Court of Appeals. But that's just one example. Another example, escrow violation. The supervision of your escrow account, it is so important. In 2012, the Court of Appeals, another case that went to the Court of Appeals in matter of Galasso, the Court of Appeals said, this is not a heightened standard. It's a standard that has been there forever, and that the duty, the fiduciary duty that you owe to your client is more than just honesty in the marketplace. Galasso involved a bookkeeper who was the office manager misappropriating almost $5 million. The court said this took place because the attorneys did not properly supervise the bookkeeper. In that case, one of the things that they said, you know, they're not saying you can't use bookkeepers and office managers, but remember the duty, the fiduciary duty, it is yours. It is not your office manager or bookkeeper. And you have that responsibility to supervise the account. And there are a couple of things that the courts will look to when they're determining what the sanction should be. And in that case in particular, when it was remanded to the Appellate Division, Second Department for sanction, the court said that the imposition of discipline on attorneys for the defalcation by someone in the attorney's firm depends on, one, the attorney's partnership status and or level of experience, the presence or absence of early warning signs of financial improprieties, whether such signs were ignored, and if so, for how long. Three, whether the proper authorities were notified of the defalcation upon their discovery. Four, presence or absence of monetary loss to clients and the magnitude thereof. And five, whether the attorney attempted to reimburse the client's loss caused by another. So those were the five factors that the Second Department say that they would look at when they're imposing discipline on an attorney because of the actions of someone else within their law firm. But it just goes to show you still have that responsibility. It's not your action, but your failure to act could really cost you your license. In Galasso, the brother who was a partner at the firm and his other partner, they were both suspended, right? He got a 2-year suspension. His partner got a 6-month suspension, but they were both signatory on the account. And that's how important it is. So if you are a partner or have a managerial or supervisory role in your law firm, just remember that you have a duty to ensure the conformity with the rules by the other associates within your firm, and the duty that you owe as an attorney is yours. It's not your bookkeeper or your office manager. I hope you found that helpful. If you like what you've heard, subscribe, like, share, and comment below. That's all for now. I'm your host, Kaylin Whittingham. Until next time.